Mira.
Okay, let's see the morning, everybody. Whoops, that's going to be happening a lot. Okay, hi, everybody. Hope everybody's good out there. Tov, so morning. So we're in the introduction. We're near the end of the introduction. Yesterday we saw the Rashi in Kohelet, very important Rashi. It just emphasizes the nekuda that simcha b'tuv leivov is not some last thing, you know, which will help bring down the crime rate or will help bring down the divorce rate. I mean, it'll do that, but that's not the problem. The problem is that chosa simcha b'tuv leivov, chosa sameach b'chelkoi, like we said, begashmes, he doesn't discuss ruchnes Rashi, can lead to some very bad avarice. And even at so that's something that has to be borne in mind when we're learning the sugya, that this is not just something that's, you know, well, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. But you'll miss the day without it. The Rashi is telling you, yeah. Shlomo HaMelech's telling you, yeah. That if you don't have it, you're in a lot of trouble. So let's see. Let's go right in the Hakdama. The Metzashim will start the first chapter, which is Avav Simcha Sheinu Tolu B'Dovah, because that's what you're trying to discover. Remember, you're not trying to find a simcha that comes from outside. You're trying to find a simcha that's not tolu by anything that's outside. It's an inner, internal dynamic. So okay. So let's see what he says. I'm in the flamed hay. Zois v'ayda Torah Kedosh Aniches Kol Kovid Mishkolo on the Kudazeh. We'll see even weiter from Koheles, but we'll see from Chumash itself that the Torah places everything, the whole existence of the Bria of Klal Yisrael is on this Nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hichriv his beis hamikdash v'kol latanu rachmanu litzlan tzadik ches klalois. Hashem destroyed the beis hamikdash and gave us 98 chas v'chilul. It's one that's done klalois. Haksuvas b'mishnah Torah. Yetzane legolus aruche hanikre b'fi chazal tohaim she'ein lo cheike. Chazal called this golus an abyss, a deep pit, which has no end, an endless pit. Why that's called an endless pit is a fascinating discussion of the nature of this particular golus is. Alpha Shnei Sevel V'Yisurim Nachtoy Aleinu, 2,000 years of outrageous suffering. V'Itzav Shel Chayis HaSimcha B'Avodas Hashem. And the reason, the central core reason that Hashem Himself testifies to in the Torah Kedosha is because of a Chos of Simcha in Avodas Hashem. That's all it is. If you're looking for the reason why we're still in Golos, so the Torah, the Chumash itself tells you it's because of Chos of Simcha B'Avodas Hashem. Not because of Chayis Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, there's plenty. But Chos HaSimcha in Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'adeh Lanu B'Mefurash. B'Torah HaKadosh Mai Yasib L'Chubun. Hashem tells us Mefurash. There's not a remez. He speaks it out very loudly. The reason for the Chubun is Tachas Asher Lo Avodates Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Miroiv Kol. The Mefurash Apostle can Dvarim, if it's still there. I'm sure they haven't censored it yet. There it is. There it is. In black and white. Dvarim Chavches Memzayin Ein Sham. I'm a four shivar and sham no avaratis Hashem Lokecha. You served Hashem. It says Asher lo avaratis Hashem Gimbusum with Tivlevov. It says you served Hashem. Avalo Basimcha with Tivlevov. Mirov Kol. Well, my days for lo yisi Basimcha with Tivlevov. Nimtzi in Cain. Sorry, let's just do that. Nimtzi in Cain comes out. Whoa. Terrible, this story here. Sorry. Nimtze im Kain. Shechoysa simcha hi shegorem lekol zos. Chosu simcha caused all this. That's big news. That's massive news. That's not something small. It's not something that we used to accepting. Even we've heard it many, many times, but we struggle with that. That's not so simple. Everything, all this, we're doing the mitzvahs, we avoid this Hashem, everything, but it was lacking simcha v'tuv leivov. So that's the reason for the chuban. You're stating chumash, what do you want from me? But he himself asked the kasha with enormous ispailus, k'keitzad novin zos, v'duah simcha hi inyan kocha shuv yisodi. Why is it so important? Why is it so fundamental? Ache kol ha-churban, the whole chuban, ha-golus, ha-yisurim, ha-tsumim she-klal yisrael ovro al-ayom, unbelievable suffering that klal yisrael has been through ad-ayom, Kulam boleinu b'sheldova haniru lichoyre kol kal kachoyse simcha v'tuv leivov. Doesn't click. Something so straightforward. Simcha v'tuv leivov b'sada. Okay. No. That's the reason the Torah is telling you for the whole churban. What does this mean? Yoyser okay. Nikiven shachoyse simcha hi asibu lechurban. Since now we know that chos simcha is the cause of the churban. It's only that. If that's the cause of the Churban, then metakening that's the only thing that'll bring it back. You can do everything else. But if you don't metaken this, since this caused the Churban, you can't get it back. Kozman, we don't have this thing called Simcha. We haven't got it established properly. Then we're preventing the Beis Hamidash coming back. Sounds a bit like, you know, the Shmiras Haloshet Shirim, they give on Tisha B'Av. You know, Sinas Chinam caused the Beis Hamidash to be destroyed, so the only way that's going to bring it back is if we correct the Sinas Chinam. But we have to see why we have to deal with it. That's a kasha. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says because of Chos Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. Chazal Kovei Sinas Chinam and all the things in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know why it was destroyed, but the Torah tells you Mefurash. There's a big kasha there, no? Why are you asking why the Beis Hamidash was destroyed? There's a Mefurash Apostle in Chumash. What are you looking for other Tirutzim for? But anyway, that's what he's saying here, and that you can't argue with the Apostle.
Yeah, but isn't that they join?
One second. I'm not going to answer. I don't want to go there now. I'm just asking the question. I'm putting it there. We'll see. It'll answer itself. It's not okay. We'll see. I'm just pointing out the difficulty here because there's a difficulty. I don't want to answer the questions. Slowly. Okay. Good. Shani Sali Goylin, Elebetshuva, Ruminaroi, Shinaida Nemona, Kia Goyrim, Leikova Gula, Larichas Agolus, Hoysa Simcha to Loiva, a person has to internalize this. You have to get it clear that what's stopping the Gula, what's preventing Mashiach from coming, is a Chosa Simcha to Loiva. Proper Simcha, we'll see what we're going to define what we're talking about. We're not talking about, fun games. We're talking about proper Simcha in Avodas Hashem. It sounds like a very simple thing to do. It's the hardest thing in the world. As a college boy, any boy between him and Yosef, the Necha Chauv the Shuzi of a retainer bedoze, Nimseim Kain, Shebekochene Lushush Simcha Betuv Leiva, Bekol Matzav, Bekol Tanai. Since Hashem doesn't give you impossible missions, you're able to do whatever He asks you to do, even though it might seem impossible, it might be very difficult, but if He asks us to do it, it means you can't do it. And therefore, it must be that we can acquire genuine simcha, unconditional simcha, simcha that's not tolu on any external factor. You must be able to acquire that, because otherwise Hashem couldn't ask you to do it. Simcha enu tzrichi liyos nachlech yichidu segula, eli mitztarech chiyoni, yosodi vasisi biyosu shibol tzlom kiyum vadasem. This is not something that a few rare tzaddikim are going to achieve. This is not something that, I'm too busy now. God, this is something which is fundamental. This goes to the core of our lives and our avodas Hashem. You can't take the first step in avodas Hashem without this. So it becomes critically important to understand what it is and how. What are we talking about here? The question is, how do you get there? It's a very nice philosophy, and we've heard it, we understand it, but the problem is I need to get there. You just told me how important it is. I bought in, understand, I'm fully on board. I don't want the Beis Hamikdash to continue being destroyed. I want the Beis Hamikdash to get rebuilt. I want the Geula. You've told me what I need to do, but how do I do that? How do you acquire proper simcha? How do you, a genuine, proper Torah simcha? How do you do that? That's the real question. Do we really understand what simcha is? First thing you've got to check is what is simcha? You have to define your terms. That's the first thing anybody has to do. You're talking about a subject, you need to know what you're talking about. If you look at it, you contemplate this for a while, you realize that even though sometimes we do have a taste of simcha, simcha zuhi simcha tolu b'dover. The simcha we have is always tolu on something. It's a kol adam lefi bedragasa. Each person according to his level. The last person, what was the last time he had simcha? He'll tell you when his daughter got engaged. Another will tell you when he won the lottery. Another one will tell you he understood a tosfos. When he davened and asked davening, we'll see. Echad samach kasheu zoichad ilmod kama shaot biyagia, or kasheu zoichad lechadish chidush amiti, bederech limudu vasugia is ba'er eloi. He said a chidish, I understood a sugia, never understood before. Ben aliyah achad samach kasheu tzlich lipalel karoi, bekavon abed veikus, another person is tfilah his game, and that's where he finds his simcha. Lumen samot so adam shesimcha choredes leliboy shetzlich besoko, varviach sum ragon. Another guy pulled off an unbelievable maneuver in business and he made some money and he feels besimcha there. As a simcha, it's leine novat tamid me'atzlocha kolshu. A simcha comes from some kind of hatzlocha, some kind of good thing that happens to you. Malav muvan shemechashash, a simcha tolu bedover. We understand that once that simcha is tolu be something outside of you, it's tolu on a dover. Take away the dover, you're not besimcha anymore. If it's the toises that made you besimcha, then the next time you learn a toise, you don't understand it, you won't be besimcha. The simcha will be gone. Kashadu chashim b'chasron b'ruchnis u'b'gashmiz, miyad megiyah tayru shalatzvus. The minute you don't have the external ruchnistic achievement or gashmistic achievement, so then the sadness kicks in. Kamu, simchaseinu tolu b'dove, v'ayede oise dove, ne'emen, sa simcha ilu lo oise. The simcha comes from that dova, and when that dova goes away, so then the simcha goes away like you never had it before. This is not something we don't know what we're talking about. Everybody knows what this is about. Everyone knows. Nobody hasn't gone through this in his lives. Maybe you haven't noticed it because you didn't stop to think for 30 seconds, but if you stop and think, this is dova poshet. All our simcha comes from, I'm happy about something. I'm besimcha because of. But what about simcha that's not tolu b'dover? We don't know what that looks like. I'm going to clue what that means. Simcha zunayves mirayv kol. That's the, if you look at the pasuk says, tachas sheshelorot tasem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivo, mirayv kol. What's mirayv kol? So the simple pshat is you weren't b'simcha because you had so much, you became, complacent, you grew fat and whatever, and you weren't smach b'chelk. But there's a deeper pshat here. the lack of simcha v'tuv leivov neto is because the simcha is tolu on Rav Kol. It's not because you had Rav Kol, you're not besimcha. It's you had simcha, but you had a simcha that's mirav kol, as opposed to a simcha that's any tolu b'dova. The Rav Kol is the tolu b'dova. Let's say he's learning pshat, yeah. Vashlo Kodosh explains, no less than the Shlo Kodosh, if you think this is only for like, us wimps down here in this generation, says the Shlo Kodosh, Tachas Asher Lovada Tes Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leiv of Miroiv Kol, Pirish Miroiv Kol Hu Nesinas Tam La'Oven Zeh. Why didn't you serve Hashem? What does it mean? Because you had roiv kol kloima simcha samachta beroiv kol velo samachta beetsim ha'havaya shelcha beetsim usiyoscha. This isn't what the Shlok Kodesh is saying here. This is earth-shaking news. Why weren't you serving Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivov? Because of Rav Kol. What does it mean? What does it mean because of Rav Kol? Because your simcha came from everything other than your me existence. There's a simcha here, the etzem ha'avaya shelcho. There's a simcha that has to come from the etzem fact that you are. The etzem etziosho. But the simcha didn't come from there. The simcha came from everything else. Everything else, if that thing, everything else goes away, you stop being besimcha. So you're serving Hashem because it's geshmak, because it's nice, because you have time belimut, because you enjoy the tefillah, so because you enjoy the money, because it all comes from external stuff. But he's telling you something here. The simcha he's talking about, he says, the Shlok Kodesh says, the simcha the pasuk's talking about is the simcha that you have just because you exist. Well, that's going to be hard work, huh? You know? Just because I exist, yeah, but I don't have this and I don't have this and I need this and if the next door neighbor drives me, it'll go away then. No. This is earth-shaking news, the Shlok Kodesh. Samachta b'roiv kol v'lo samachta b'etzem ha'evah shalcha b'etzem misiyoscha. We don't know what that means. Haba oimer. Ha'simcha amiti sho'is anu mevakshim hi simcha sh'einu bo machmas roiv kol. The simcha we're trying to find, we can't define what it is yet, but we can tell you what it isn't. It's nothing that comes from Rav Kol. The simcha we're supposed to have, check it out, is this simcha that I have today, is that because of something that is in the category of Rav Kol? If that's what it is, that's fine. No one says, don't throw it away, use it. For sure, there's work, there's room for that as well. But that's not the simcha we're talking about. We're talking about a simcha that comes from somewhere else besides Rav Kol. Now, we don't know what that is yet. We're defining it negatively. When you define something negatively, you don't really know what the thing is. You've eliminated everything else. The simcha that I'm feeding now cannot come from Rav Kol. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a simcha that is no shaykhus to Rav Kol. It doesn't mean that the simcha from Rav Kol is necessarily a bad thing all the time. We'll see. There's room to use that as well, until you get there. You have to avari. We have to. We see the way that the Shabbos and the Chagim, the way Kosh Baruch Hu gives us the world to avada, there's room to use the world to attain simcha. I'm not talking about that. But we're talking about another level. We're talking about another kind of simcha, something else. A simcha that's not tolerant, Rav Kol, it's a simcha that's tolerant just on the fear of fact that you exist. That's very remote from us. Okay. Tava Oime. Asimcha amiti shoyis on the mavakshim, he simcha she'enu bo machmas roif kol. Drusha lanu simcha she'enu tole batzlocha zu ocheres. We're looking for simcha that is not because of any success in some area or another. Drusha lanu simcha lishmo. This is called simcha lishmo. Simcha be'etze metzioi seinu b'kol tnai b'kol matzav. Simcha zu tiye tmidis u'beschusa niske l'geula v'yishua. This simcha, this is so unbelievably outrageous. This simcha comes about because of the etzem metzius under any conditions. It's a simcha that is always, once you have it, it'll never ever go away. And in the schus of that, we'll have a geula. Now, this is very different to what they taught you in Cheder and Yeshiva Katan and Yeshiva Gedoyle and Koydel. Now, no one ever mentioned this before. We know. And the same way, Lano, Shalomot, Yoseinu, Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim, Umuchonim, Anu Limso Nefesh al Emunoseinu. You'll see that an experience that if you look, you'll see the world will show you that even though we Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim, everybody here is a big Ma'amin, seriously. And we even prepare to give up our lives for our Emunah. There's certain things that every Jew will give up his life for. We call Malcolm. This new thinking and understanding of a deeper understanding of what this foundation of Poshut Imuna is creates a whole new zerim, a whole new flow, positive flow in our lives that brings us to a whole new level of genuine simcha. We all know meaning. We all prepare to even give up our lives, but we need to go a bit deep and understand what the simuna is and how this relates to our lives and what this has to do with simcha. Kol yodi hu ben shel Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, shlishus avos, v'agiluim shem chidshu v'olam, hine avos habinyan shalem oimer binyan hayudi v'yahadut kulo. Okay, I'll just summarize quickly what he says here. We've said it many times. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were the three foundations upon which the whole of our nation, our Yiddishkeit, our Ruchnius, everything is built. And each one brings a different dimension to our Voida. There's Ben Olam La'atzmoy, Ben Olam La'makom, and Ben Olam La'chaveira. You'll see that your whole life, everything in your life revolves around these three things. There's nothing outside of these three things in your existence. Ben Olam La'atzmoy, the relationship you have with yourself, which is what's going to be our work, the first half of the Sefer, that's Ben Adam Latzmai, that's Avram Avinu. Ben Adam Lamakom, we'll deal with Yitzchok, we'll deal with that as well. That's in this volume as well. And then there's Ben Adam Lechaveira, which is Yaakov, which is the second Chalek, which is Bais Yehudi, which is essentially marriage, but all interpersonal relationships, we'll see. That's the Shalosh Amudi Olam, and that's what the world's built on, and that's what the Sefer is built on. So I want to start Perek Aleph now. He says, "Ani tefila b'sata d'shma yimotzu advarim b'silim b'leiv koyrem." He davens that these words that we're going to learn now will find a pathway into the hearts of the people that read it and learn it. And as he said right in the beginning, we didn't do it, but in the four, he says, "You're not going to get too much out of this sefer if you just sort of like whiz through it once, read it once or twice. Actually, have to learn it." And so that's what we're doing. So I want to test Perek Aleph. I just want to repeat one thing he said also that we didn't look at, we didn't see it inside right in the beginning of the forward, is that this is not stuff that just because you read it once your life will change. And also that not everything that needs to be learned is, yeah, these are Rosh HaProkim, these are Mamash Maru Makoimus. You have to take each idea, each concept, and you have to work it through and learn it. There are people in this Vaad that have been in this Vaad for Before Avram moved to Ramat Beit Shemesh, people were learning the Sefer, and you understand there's avoiders. There's not a quick fix. There's no quick fix here. You know, you learned the Sefer once, and now, I'm so happy that I found the Simcha B'tuv Levo, B'Rov Kol. It's not me, Rov Kol, and now everything's glut and fun. I just don't understand why Mashiach hasn't come yet. It must be everybody else's fault, because I'm fixed. No, it's got to be done slowly. It's hard work. We're going to see a lot of things here that are going to not be so posh to understand. We're going to have kashas. I have no idea what's waiting for me. Every time I learn the Sefer, come up with new ideas, new kashas, new avoider. And then the nisoinus, of course, get harder each time you grow and you get up to a new level. So then the nisoin has to balance out your bechira. So then you have new challenges and difficulties which force you into new places. So it's just you have to remember that just reading this is not going to go. There's no magic wand here. Okay. Yadu lekol ki ava b'koich Elohim itzimcha. It's known to everybody that love can give birth to simcha. Very simple. When a person loves what he's doing, then he has besimcha when he's doing it. Person loves pruning roses or whatever. He mamash loves it. So when he's busy doing it, he feels besimcha. He feels a satisfaction. Lumazes kasha adam einu oiv esadova ugam einu samayach lasoise. person doesn't enjoy it, but he has to do it because whatever, he's got to take out the garbage and he doesn't really enjoy it. But so then you don't feel too much besimcha doing it. Mikan Novin, Shimon Eroit Tzim Reshchus Simcha. From there you understand that if you want to acquire simcha, Aleni Reshchus Ava La'atzmeinu. The new concept also have to be dealt with. This is earth-shattering news in the world we're coming from, both the secular and the Torah world. This is a concept which is completely foreign. In fact, it's anti. Is if you want to acquire proper simcha, you understand that you have to first acquire proper love for the thing you want to be samayach in. We're trying to acquire internal simcha. There first has to be an avashenu tola bedavo for ourselves. Kasher nevas etzmeinu, when we love ourselves, nismach be'etzem etziyosenu, then we'll be happy with our etzem existence. Tizu ava mitis, shehevi le simcha mitis. You'll have genuine love, which will give birth to genuine simcha. So before you start screaming, lahalan yizbu ahevdel ben avas etzmeinu, sho'is aleinu letapech lahagdil. We're going to explain soon what's the difference between self-love, which is something you have to take and grow and develop, a very good positive thing. And then there's a self-love which you have to flee from, because there's nothing more destructive than that. So you're a shock. Love, self-love, that's terrible. Narcissism and all those terrible things that you've been warned against and selfishness. And no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a self-love which is a positive thing which a person has to acquire at all costs. Very important to acquire that, because without that, real simcha can't happen. So before we can start talking about simcha shelo tola bedova, we have to start finding out what's avishen tola bedova of ourselves. Ha'ava enu inyan shel regesh ba'alma. Love is not just, it is as well, but it's not just some emotional feeling. Ha'ava hidova shenitel l'shchishoto. You can acquire it. Something you can acquire. It's there and you can internalize it. You can acquire it. You can make it your own. V'kach malem deinu ha'rambam b'hilchus tshuva perek yud. If you want to know what the makor for this is, people often ask, what's the source? It's a Mefurash Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud. Perek Yud in Hilchos Tshuva is a gadah thing to look at once a month, even to go through it. Moridika Perek. Lovely, unbelievable stuff there. But he says there in Perek Yud, Dove Yodua V'boru. This is something that's known and clear. The Rambam says, Dove Yodua V'boru. That means that there's a boru. There's no question about it. That the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's talking about love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, we'll see, doesn't get tied into the heart of a person until he works at it, tomid, sheyizko, he puts effort into it, tomid, keroi, whatever that means. That's the positive. The Yazoiv Kol Ma Sheboidim Chutz Mimeni, and he leaves aside everything in the world besides love of Hashem. Kamo Shetziva Va'Amo B'Chol Levavcha V'Chol Nafshecha. Like it says in the pasuk, B'Chol Nafshecha B'Chol Levavcha V'Chol Nafshecha. Not 99%, but B'Chol everything. There's no room for anything else right now except Avos Hashem. Okay, that's one ideal the Rambam's talking about. Halacha is safe for the Rambam. So we talk about an ideal. Remember, halacha always defines the ideal. We have to discover the real, where we're holding, and then work out how to get from where we are to where the Torah wants us to get to. So if you're not holding, yeah, don't worry, because the Rambam's describing the highest pinnacle you can achieve. Now he continues. Einu oiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela bedas sheyodoy. You only love a Kodesh Baruch Hu according to the das, to the knowledge that you have, that you know it. V'alpiyadeya tehi ha'ava. According to the knowledge will be the love. Ima'at matvim haba harba. A little bit, a little bit, a lot, a lot. You know Hashem a little bit, you love him a little bit. You know him a lot, you love him a lot. The ava is tolu on the knowing, on the knowledge. To the extent that you know Hashem, the Rambam's telling you, you will love him. So we see that ava is tolu on yediyah. The Rambam Mefurush in Halacha Sefer. Lefichach tzarech ha'adam liyached atzmoy. Therefore, a person has to make himself an exclusive mission. As Rav Avigdor Miller would say, this becomes your career. This becomes your profession. You now have a new profession. You just got a new title on your door. It doesn't say accountant. It says, then we'll see what it says. Liyachid atzmoi lahavin ulahaskil b'chochmas b'tfunois hamoidim lo is koinoi. You have to set aside exclusive time. Lahavin. I'm not going to translate these words. The Rambam, I don't exactly know exactly what he's using, the terminology. Last week we learned some of these words, what they mean, but I don't want to get too much into that. Lahavin lahaskil b'chochmas v'tfunois hamoidim lois koine. You have to learn the chochmas and the understandings. And you have to, I don't exactly know what the technical definitions of those terms are, but you have to put effort in, you have to learn, you have to understand those things which teach us, which let us know all about Hashem. Each person according to the koich that he has to understand and understand. Adkan the Shoina, Adkan the doctor. That is Dr. Maimonides, that's the Rambam. And that's what he says, that Ava is Tolu on Yedia, and therefore if you want to love Hashem, you have to set aside time to get to know Hashem. That's Shara Bechina, by the way. Shara Bechina is where the Chovas Lavovas teaches you how to see Hashem in the world, to get to know and understand Hashem more and more and more by just looking at the Bria. That's one way to do it. There are many ways, but that's Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina can bring you to a level of Betochen even quicker and easier than Shara Betochen will. Shara Bechina, for those that are interested in the world a little bit, you learn how to look at the world properly, it becomes an unbelievable tool for stepping stone to knowing and understanding and coming to love Hashem more and more. Abozah, that's the avoider. That's the career that we've just set ourselves on. You want to get to Simcha, She'eni Tola V'Dova, you first have to come to Avos Atzmoi, She'eni Tola V'Dova. To do that, we have to come to Yedia. You have to get to know ourselves. You have to know something before you can love it, and you have to love it before you can have Simcha in it. That's the avoider.
Is this just between us and Hashem, or is it also between human beings? That because we learned that Ava is a toladash and netina, between man and man and wife, or us and hero. But here we're learning that it's a matter of knowing, of knowledge. So is that just
what's your question? I don't understand what the question is.
So the tolada of Ava that comes from knowledge, is that just between us and Hashem, meaning knowing Hashem? Or is that also between human beings, that the more you know something or someone, that that would also bring love?
So the Rambam says it specifically at Avos Hashem. But you see, he's using this clearly as a model, and it's a double poshut that's the klal that would work as well in Benom Lechaveiro, for sure. For sure, the more you know somebody, the more you understand them, the more you see the depth, the more you see their qualities, the more you see the beauty, the more you understand this unbelievable other human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made and loves as well, the more you get to know them, the more you will come to love them. If you're asking me the following question, I don't know, this is what your question is can you have love without knowledge? So we'll see, yes. It must be that an avish enu tola bedova, something that you can do without even the knowledge. It means I can choose to love you even if I don't know who you are. There's a mitzvah after recha kamoicha. I'm not going to know every Jew in the world. Yeah, there's a mitzvah avas Hashem. The Rambam's telling you, to the extent that you know him, you'll have ava. But I have to be able to make a bechira decision to love somebody even if I don't know them. That's another dimension of ava. Then there's the dimension of desla talks about, the Gemara talks about, that the more you give to somebody, the more you come to love them as well. That's another area that can bring you to Ava of another person, and Hashem as well. We'll see that applies to Hashem as well. That's going to be a big basis of the Sefer. We have to see it still inside it. We have to learn it with all the Havanas and all the kaviyachols that we're going to say is giving to Hashem. Now, obviously, you can't give to Hashem, but we'll see. There's that aspect which we'll discuss as well. Is that the love is noilat from the giving to Hashem as well. Good. Those are all different things that can bring you to love. Yeah, we're discussing what the Rambam's talking about is the quickest surefire way of getting to love Hashem is to know him and understand him to the extent that you can. That doesn't exclude other areas and other ways of getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's what you're asking, then that's the answer, but maybe that's not what you're asking.
So. Either or, it can be...
No, it's not either or. There's not either or. Each one has its place and each one is an avoidant to be shalom. You need them all. Good. But what the Rambam is telling you is al pi halacha, because the Rambam is a halacha sefer, not a philosophy sefer. It's halacha. The Rambam is telling you this is what you have to do. You want to love Hashem, you have to set aside exclusive time, put aside your mind, get rid of everything else, and focus exclusively on understanding Hashem. And if you do that, mamela, you'll come to love it. So we learn from there that just knowing something automatically brings to Ava. The same as giving to somebody automatically brings to Ava. That's another area of avoida. The area of avoida we're talking about now is the knowledge, is getting to know the thing, to understand what it really is, and that will breed automatically Ava. That we'll have to see. That we'll have to see. You're going to have a hard time working on self-love, which is what we want, kosher self-love, by giving to yourself. You're going to come to love yourself by giving to yourself. You're going to have a rough time. How are you going to do that?
By taking. That, no, that's not giving. Huh? Giving to yourself, that's taking, in other words, no?
No, it could be. No, love, Dafka. No, that's not my problem. I'm saying, but you're going to have a rough time doing that. How are you going to do that? How are you going to give to yourself lishmo? That's not so posh. That's what I'm saying. So that we let put that aside because that doesn't sound hegyoni too much here. So what else are you going to do? How are you going to come to, according to the definitions we've been given, how are you going to come to love yourself? First, you have to know who you are. You can't love something if you don't know who it is. You have to first know the person. Now you can love the person before you know them, for sure. That's just a bechira decision. I'm going to love you. I choose to love you because I choose to love you. Nothing because you can be a witch, but I'm still going to choose to love you because that's my avoida. There's room for that as well, for sure. But you're going to have a rough time doing that with yourself as well. The quick fire path that Rambam's teaching you that he's using here is get to know yourself and understand who you really are, and that'll automatically give birth to proper genuine love. Those other two paths, you're going to have a real, I'm not saying it's impossible, but those are much more suitable for the Benomla Chaveiros. The Benomla Atzmoy, this is going to be the quickest, easiest way for you to achieve it. Okay. To be continued.
Thanks. Enjoy your day.
And you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.